This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, it is very good to have our good friend John Hinkle back in studio, Online Trading Academy. No stranger to our airways, and been with us for a number of years. And, of course, with the events of the last several months, it has put a change to a lot of businesses, including Online Trading Academy. But we are glad to report the doors are back open and ready to do some business to help some folks. So, John Hinkle, good to see you, sir.
Great to see you, Scott.
Man, I tell you, it seems like somebody was just saying it's hard to believe we're not even 6 months into the year yet. And I said, yeah, man, it just seems like the last few months have lasted forever.
They have, you know, it's been a big challenge for a lot of people, really disrupted people's lives. And I'm so happy that things are starting to open up more. Mm-hmm. The weather's warming up and you know, obviously you still need to be cautious and want to be careful. But, I think, you know, people are meant to be out and about, and, you know, we're social creatures. I think we're healthier mentally, mm-hmm. and certainly a lot happier when we're able to go about our lives.
Absolutely.
In a more normal fashion.
Man, no doubt. Well, John, it's like I say, it's been a while since you've been on, a few months, and, you know, we've hopefully got some new listeners that haven't heard you before. So let's start with a little bit about your background, and then we'll get into how you got in with online trading.
Yeah, of course, Scott. Really, you know, many years ago, 1987, I don't know how many years that is, I started as a professional trader. I was trading for my own account on the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I did that for 15 years. And then subsequently, I retired, decided I didn't really like being retired, ended up trading 10 years on the Chicago Mercantile, trading futures for 10 years for myself. And long about 2012, I turned 50 and decided I wanted to do something different. I wanted to get out. I grew up in Arizona, so I really missed the sunshine. I was living in Chicago for a long time, and if you've ever been to Chicago, the winters aren't too kind there, and the summers aren't much better. It's not like Denver. And I wanted to get out to a place that was, you know, had more quality of life, and so I moved to Denver, and I knew I wanted to do something in the I wanted to be involved in business. I tried retiring once before and found that, you know, I was bored out of my mind. And I happened to, a friend of mine recommended Online Trading Academy, and I took a class there, and I really liked it. And so I ended up deciding to run the Denver branch of Online Trading Academy. And I've been doing that now for the last, 8 years now, I guess I've been doing that. And I love it. I kind of call it my retirement, where I'm doing something I love rather than something I have to do. And I love educating people about the market. It's something I'm very passionate about. It's a powerful skill that people can develop. And my goal is to help people make better financial decisions. And that's what we try to do at the Academy.
Absolutely. And I tell you, I mean, the way that you and I were kind of talking about before we came on air today, I think with when this first started, all the presidential news conferences every day, the governor, the mayor, I mean, it just kind of put everybody into a state of fear and unknown in every walk of their life.
It really did. I mean, and the financial markets joined in that. We had that huge sell-off in March, and we've recovered a lot of it. There's still an awful lot of damage that have been done to people's lives, people out of work. You look at the number of people out of work, it's just unbelievable where we were and where we are now. Mm-hmm. And frankly, from my point of view, a lot of this is really self-imposed, and I hope that we'll get it in a better place as soon as possible.
Sure. Now, when we talk about kind of the goal or the mission of Online Trading Academy, how would you explain that?
You know, our goal really as a financial educator is helping people make better financial decisions, better informed ones, making them more knowledgeable about the markets, making them more confident. You know, when you're confident about something, when you have more knowledge, take some of the emotion out, and you'll make better decisions. And we're going to give you strategies and techniques that can help you make better decisions as well.
All right, good deal. Now, a lot of people have had to adapt their business, change some ways of doing business. And you guys have even kind of made a change in something that you're kind enough to offer us, which is a class. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we've changed a lot of things. Most of our students still prefer to come in and be in a traditional classroom environment, and we still have those, although we're doing them with about a fraction of the people that we would normally hold in a class, or, you know, safe distancing, you know, doing the sanitizing, wearing masks, things like that to make people more safe. And we've also added online classes. So people that are maybe worried about coming to even a relatively safe group gathering, mm-hmm. people that are worried about that can actually take these classes online, and they can get them on our website.
Okay. And, boy, we've seen a big change in that with even the medical community and a lot of businesses now. They're doing the meetings through there. So, but like you and I said, it's not quite the same as being right there, but it can work.
Yeah, I'm of a certain age that I really like to be. I like to learn in person. I like hands-on. I like that activity, and many of our students do still prefer that. But if that doesn't mean that's the only way. If you're somebody that's maybe in a position where you don't want to take any risk, or maybe you shouldn't take any risk at all, being in a social in a group gathering at all, you can take our classes online and you'll get the same information.
Right. Now, are those interactive in any way? So, like, if I'm sitting there watching and I got a question while I'm going on, how does that kind of work?
Yeah, there's a chat feature where people can ask questions back and forth for the online questions. And it's very interactive. It's a really good class either way.
Absolutely. Well, you've always been kind enough to give us some free passes, so tell us about that.
Yeah, so if you just call in, the first 10 people that call, we'll give them free passes to attend one of our classes, either in person, or you can actually just sign up on the website if you'd like to.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. John has been kind enough to give us passes for the first 10 callers. And once again, this is a 90-minute class at the Academy's Denver campus. During the class, you will learn how the markets really work, making you a more confident and knowledgeable investor. And all you have to do is call 303-217-4511. That number again is 303-217-4511. Now, because of the social distancing and all, again, they've got a beautiful campus with tons of room, but trying to just follow all the regulations that are in place, at least right now, seating is limited, so please call for this 90-minute class, and just mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, and that number is 303-217-4511. You can also visit their website, tradingacademy.com, to get dates and information on that, and I promise you they will probably be having a class that will fit your schedule. And so that number again is 303-217-4511. So, John, when you look into this and help, and like you said, I think you mentioned two things, you know, confidence and knowledge, because I think what's put so much fear into people, those of us that are handling finances maybe on our own, we realize how much we don't know and how much confidence we don't have. And then the ones that have their money maybe with a, quote, a financial planner, they don't really know what's going on with their money either.
They really don't. It's something that we as Americans kind of just take for granted. We put our money, do what we're supposed to do. But most people really don't understand how that process works. And, you know, some of the people that come into our classes, maybe they just want to have a better conversation with their financial advisors. Others might want to take a more active role in it. Either way, we can really kind of get you up to speed, understanding that finance can be a little bit intimidating to a lot of people. There's a lot of jargon, there's a lot of terms and things that people aren't familiar with, and we'll really take those down, break those down into bite-sized portions that everyday people can understand.
Right. And we've talked about this before, but we don't want people to be intimidated thinking they need some kind of financial background to do something like this. You've often said,
yeah,
you would almost rather they didn't. Right?
I really do. Yeah. I mean, we when somebody comes in that's brand new to trading and investing, you know, we have a lot of students that, you know, maybe have never gotten around to doing this. Maybe they've thought they should have, but never known how to get started. If you're someone that's new to this, you're a blank slate. We'll teach you how the markets really work from the ground up, mm-hmm. And it's actually, most of our students find it a very enjoyable process.
Right. And, you know, so many times, as you talked about getting older, a lot of times we don't realize it when we're in our 20s and 30s and 40s, all the financial importance of knowing things. So, man, I would think this would be a great class for say, hey, you know what? You're in your 20s and 30s and 40s, man. Don't you wish you knew now what or knew then what you know now?
It, right? It reminds me of a saying that one of our instructors told me, and I don't know if this is true, but he said it was an old Chinese proverb. When's the best time to plant a tree? And the correct answer is 25 years ago.
Right.
The second best time to plant a tree is right now.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Once again, we appreciate John doing this. First 10 callers to 303-217-4511. Again, 303-217-4511. You're going to get a free pass to this 90-minute class, and you can go to tradingacademy.com to get the dates and times of these classes, but it's only 90 minutes. And once again, their mission is just trying to help give you some confidence and knowledge about the financial world, learning how the markets really work, and you can go to tradingacademy.com. To get those dates. And John, again, you mentioned this, but I just want to mention for those that maybe, and we always hear the word age 65, which is getting closer to me every day. I only got three more years for that. But 65 and older, hey, if you feel more comfortable doing it on the virtual way, by all means do that.
Absolutely. You can do that, and you'll have a good experience attending the class virtually. Like I said, my preference is in person.
Sure.
I'm someone that I like the hands-on. I like to be the virtual is interactive through questions and answers. You can
right.
type things in, but I like the face-to-face, being
yeah,
able to
too.
Ask questions
yeah,
myself.
Sure.
So that's, but either or is a great way to get a little bit of knowledge, get a little bit of understanding of something that most of us don't understand enough about.
Absolutely, for sure. Well, John, it's got to be a good feeling to walk back through the office doors, turn the lights on, and be ready, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. our whole staff is so excited to be back and
sure.
and be meeting with our students. We have amazing students, and that's one of the things I love best about my role at the Academy is the people that we work with, the people that we help. They're great people, and that's sense of community that we get at the Academy's one of the greatest satisfactions that I have.
Absolutely. Well, John, we appreciate your time today and look forward to hearing more about this in the weeks to come. And, congratulations for turning the sign back to open.
Thank you, sir.
That's John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy. Once again, don't wait, folks. Call now, 303-217-4511 for your chance to get into one of these 90-minute classes. Absolutely free, no charge. All you got to do is mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Make way for savings on Goodyear tires during the D&D Tire Limited Time Tent Sale. For 5 days only, you'll save $50 when you buy four qualifying tires for your vehicle. Plus, you'll get up to an additional $150 back online or mail-in rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Now's the time to get great savings from Goodyear. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply, and see the store associate for details. Offer valid from June 10th through June 15th. Stop by D&D Tire, three convenient locations to serve you, two in Aurora and one in Parker. Also visit ddtireservice.com, the official auto repair and tire service of Sportsman of Colorado Radio.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. And also you can check out our podcast. And actually, we changed that just a few weeks ago, so it's haystackhelpradio.com. So check that out and check out any of our past shows and sponsors. Hope you'll give our sponsors a chance to earn your trust in your business. And we are glad to have Blake Harris back with us. MileHighEstatePlanning.com is the website. And their number, 720-924-6171. And with that, we'll welcome Blake back in studio. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Scott. Great to be on the show.
You know, man, visiting with you this last week and coming down to your office, first of all, compliments on, man, you know, you think about downtown. I'm just going to be honest. You think of things being a little bit of a hassle. But you know what? Hey, you got parking right there. You validated my ticket. So free parking.
Yes,
free parking. That's huge. Okay. And then.
Always.
Very easy to get into. Hey, you're right on the first floor. You don't have to go a bunch of stairs or wait on elevators or whatever. And I mean, so great office, beautiful office. Feels very home. When I say home, I mean that comforting, you know, a neighborhood office feel, so to speak.
And this reflects our service. We try to make the process as easy as possible from the clients. And what I hear from them over and over is, we thought this was going to be a lot more daunting. We thought this was going to be a lot more intimidating. And I think our office space reflects that. It's very clean. It's very crisp. And the process is actually very easy.
Right. And, you know, another great thing I think is a good service that you offer is if someone, I mean, we're all busy Monday through Friday, and maybe, man, both, you know, husband and wife work, and, you know, if they need a Saturday appointment or something like that, man, all they got to do is call you and you'll figure it out for them.
Yes, absolutely. We're here to work for the customer, and we're here to work around their schedule as well.
Right. And Blake's big into educating, and we'll talk about his seminars a little bit, but every month he does some seminars, so you can go to MileHighEstatePlanning.com, register for those at any time to get in on a free seminar. But today I thought we'd talk about five estate planning tips that Blake offers to make sure that we have got you the right plan.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to go through our five estate planning tips. The first one, and the most important, estate planning tip number one, listen closely, do not ever leave money to your children. And here's why. Your children can lose it. They can get divorced. They could get in a car accident. They could go bankrupt. Instead, leave money to a trust. A trust can't get divorced. A trust could never cause a car accident. What a trust can do is it can protect the money for your children, for your grandchildren, so that regardless of whatever happens in their personal life, the money that you have worked so hard for over the entire course of your life stays protected, and that they continue to get to use it for their benefit. Estate planning tip number one, do not leave money to your children. Estate planning tip number two, plan for disability. In addition to creating a will and a trust, you should also plan for the possibility of incapacity. The majority of us will be incapacitated at some point in our life. You actually are 10 times more likely to become incapacitated in the next year than you are to pass away. So in addition to having a will and a trust, I recommend everyone have a financial power of attorney for making financial decisions, and then three medical documents as well. A medical power of attorney for making medical decisions, a HIPAA release. HIPAA allows your agents to access your protected healthcare information and share that with doctors, and a living will. A living will says that if you're in a permanent vegetative state, that you do want to have life support removed. Also, within estate planning tip number two still, planning for disability includes planning for the disability of a child or grandchild. And I have clients say, well, I don't have any children or grandchildren with special needs. I don't have anyone in my family that is disabled. And I say, neither do I. Not yet. You don't know what the future holds, and having a standby special needs trust inside of your revocable living trust can make all the difference in the world between your children and grandchildren living a very comfortable life or having to rely solely on government benefits. So estate planning tip number two, plan for disability. Estate planning tip number three, protect your property from lawsuits. We live in the world's most litigious society. There's over 10,000 lawsuits filed every single day in the United States. You as an American have about a 1 in 3 chance of being sued at some point in your life. When you're creating your estate plan, also look into setting up a corporation or an asset protection trust for shielding your property from creditors. Having the ability to keep your property inside of a protected entity and negotiate a settlement on your terms can make a huge difference if or when you're ever hit with a lawsuit. Estate plan tip number four, plan for your long-term care. The average cost for a one-month home stay in a nursing home runs anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. If you plan ahead, you can make sure that all of your assets, when you pass away, go to your own family members as opposed to nursing home cost, legal fees, probate cost. Estate planning tip number four, that's a plan for your long-term care. And finally, estate planning tip number five, speak with a professional. Nowadays, there's a variety of online and do-it-yourself resources available for individuals looking to create an estate plan. However, I've spoken with far too many families that have had to spend thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, which they could have easily avoided had their families only sought the proper guidance. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of the cure, and that is certainly true when it comes to estate planning.
Absolutely. Again, Blake Harris is with us, milehighestateplanning.com. His number, free consultation, folks, 720-924-6171. So what do you say to those people that they're hearing us and they go, you know what, I just don't have enough assets. I don't even need a plan.
So the question I get is, how much money do I have before I need a trust? Maybe just a will is all I need. And the answer is, actually, it's not really based on the amount of assets. I mean, that is a factor in determining whether or not I recommend a will or a trust. And I'm not a one-size-fits-all shop. I don't force every client into a trust, and I don't keep every client just in a will-based plan. I offer customized solutions for my clients. The real question, though, is who are your beneficiaries? Just a couple weeks ago, I met with a couple, some baby boomers. They had about $8 million in assets. And what I recommended they do was just create a will-based estate plan. The reason why is they were leaving all their money to the Denver Dumb Friends League. They were leaving their money to a charitable organization, somebody outside of their family. In their situation, I said, save a little bit of money, save some time retitling your assets, and when you pass away, let your estate pay the cost, basically let an organization pay the cost of probate, and then the money will pass to somebody outside of your family. Now flip the situation around. If somebody came into my office and had about $100,000 and they said, I have three children and I want to make sure that my children receive as much money as possible, then I would say, let's go ahead and create a trust. It's going to cost a little bit more than a will. However, it's going to save more money in the long run because we're going to be able to avoid the probate cost when you become incapacitated or when you pass away. So it's not strictly a question of how much money an individual has for whether or not they should have a will or trust. It's a question of who their beneficiaries are and how important is it to them that they preserve the family assets.
Right. What? How often should people get their, you know, estate plan reviewed, or what events in their life maybe happen that should cause an automatic call to your office?
Sure. So the will that you sign when you're 18 is still valid when you're 102 years old. However, during that course of time, there have probably been quite a few life changes, marriages, divorce, deaths in the family, assets being received that could cause you to change. Generally, what I tell clients is probably every 5, at most every 10 years, have your estate plan revised. This is why I have, anytime somebody creates an estate plan with my firm, Mile High Estate Planning, we will offer free lifetime reviews so that our clients, we encourage them to communicate with us. We encourage them to contact us so that if there's a change in their life, we can keep their estate plan in life. We can keep their estate plan in line with their goals.
Sure. Now, on the medical side, you got the medical power of attorney, financial power of attorney. Normally, do people pick that one individual to do both of those, or do you like seeing maybe a couple of people picked out? You know.
Sure. So, as far as medical and financial power of attorney is concerned, almost always they will pick their spouse as the first choice of agent. Not 100% of the time, but well over 90% of the time, everyone picks their spouse as the first choice of agent to take over in the event of their incapacity. As their alternative, they will often split these between different family members. Sometimes certain family members are better with the bucks, and other family members might have a better heart, so to say, or a little bit more medical knowledge. If you have one son who's a financial advisor and a daughter that's a nurse, you may want to pick your nurse daughter as the medical power of attorney and your son as the financial power of attorney. So then with that, you can also list alternatives. So your first choice would be your spouse, second choice may be one child, third choice may be another child as well. I don't recommend having two children as joint successors because this presents the possibility of gridlock.
Right.
We want to avoid gridlock. So we'll have your spouse's first choice, and then we'll have each individual named as successor. If one is unavailable, then it will go to the next one. But we don't want to put two people in there, cause a gridlock, and then have you end up back in court.
Right. Now, let's say you've got the scenario where you've got a kid that goes off to college. Parents just always think, that's my kid, I'm the parent, no matter how old they are. But essentially, if that kid gets, you know, 19, 20, 21, whatever, a parent goes in after they've had a car wreck, let's say, they probably need a medical power of attorney to decide some things, right?
So another question is, at what age should I create an estate plan? And really, as soon as you're 18, I recommend signing at least a financial and medical power of attorney. Once you go off to college and you're 18 years old, if you end up in the hospital, your parents will want to talk to those doctors. Without a HIPAA release on hand, without a medical power of attorney on hand, they would not be able to communicate with your doctors. So I recommend for your children, encouraging them as soon as they turn 18 to sign a financial and medical power of attorney.
Great. Once again, it's Blake Harris, MileHighEstatePlanning.com. As I mentioned at the beginning of this segment, folks, beautiful office. And I know when you say downtown, what you're thinking, but I'm going to tell you, beautiful office, easy to get to. He validates free parking that is very, very close right to his front door. So very easy to get to. Weekend appointments available. But you know what? You've probably been putting this off, like most people, for a long time. Make a decision today. You're going to call him and get that free consultation. 720-924-6171. And to register for one of his free seminars, go to milehighestateplanning.com. So, Blake, as always, a pleasure, and I look forward to our next visit.
Scott, thanks so much for having me on the show.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at stackoptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Here's why you need KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center would like to announce their new Canine Academy is open. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. The Canine Academy is offering all new classes and several exciting additions, including the new sport classes, scent work, and tray ball that dogs love. Their pet behavior specialist has over 20 years of experience working with animals large and small, including dogs and cats and zoo animals and exotics. He's available Tuesday through Saturday to help you with all of your pet training needs. Visit LoneTreeVet.com and check out the Canine Academy page for the summer class schedule, or just give them a call at 303-708-8050 and get your pet started in the training that's best for you and your pet.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
All Welcome to Nutrition and Wellness with Dr. Mark Riggs, brought to you by 5280 Functional Medicine, where there is a better way to take control of your health. And most of us are really paying a lot more attention to our health these days. And so we are glad Dr. Riggs is with us each week to help us out here. So, Dr. Riggs, how are you, sir?
Scott, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. And I tell you, I love these shows because, man, it makes us all think about our health. And I know everyone is getting more concerned about the underlying conditions we're hearing about and all that. So it's a great thing to get healthy and feel healthy. And I hope you'll give Dr. Riggs a call at 720-722-0386. So, Dr. Riggs, let's start out. I always like to recap our past show and kind of tell folks what they missed, and then we'll get into our topic for today.
Sure. Last week we discussed, Scott, Alzheimer's disease, and specifically how there is a serious connection between Alzheimer's disease and blood sugar disorders, which basically means that there's an abundance of scientific literature that has demonstrated that if you have blood sugar problems like prediabetes or diabetes, which one-third of Americans have, according to a CDC analysis, 100 million Americans have either prediabetes or diabetes, according to this 2018 study, that is a significant risk factor for Alzheimer's, which is a specific form of dementia. And so last time I kind of jumped right into Alzheimer's and the blood sugar connection. And I just kind of wanted to flesh that out a little bit further because I didn't exactly define what Alzheimer's is. I just kind of assumed that the audience knows what it is already. But Alzheimer's is a specific form of dementia. It's a chronic acquired decline in memory and at least one other cognitive function, which affects activities of daily living. And those, some examples of those are things like communication and motor execution, recognition, and executive function. And so it's the most common form of dementia and the most common disease of aging, Alzheimer's disease is. And symptoms of Alzheimer's include memory loss, changes in mood and personality, confusion, progressive difficulty speaking or writing, an inability to retrace steps, worsening judgment. It's interesting to note that more than 90% of Alzheimer's patients are older than 65, so it's definitely a chronic disease of the aging population. And it's estimated that at least 15 million Americans will have Alzheimer's disease by 2050. There's seven stages, and the hallmark of Alzheimer's disease are the presence of beta amyloid plaques in the brain, which can be diagnosed on a PET scan, and then you can also test for these neurofibrillary tangles using antibody testing, and that measures the aggressiveness of Alzheimer's disease. So many of us have heard, you know, the symptoms of Alzheimer's, but probably maybe didn't know about the beta amyloid or the neurofibrillary tangles, which is good to know. Now, what the scientific literature says is some of the major underlying causes of Alzheimer's. There was a study done by a Dr. Bruce Miller of the UCSF Memory and Aging Center, and he concluded that there are eight crucial things that accelerate synapse loss and exacerbate Alzheimer's risk by creating those beta amyloid plaques and by exacerbating and inducing what's known as mitochondrial dysfunction. Those things are diabetes, which we just mentioned, high levels of small dense LDLs in the blood, high levels of homocysteine, hypertension, which is chronic high blood pressure, low levels of exercise, if you've had a stroke, if you've had head trauma, and specific genes like something called apolipoprotein E, which occasionally we test for in advanced blood chemistry analysis, along with the high, small, dense LDLs and the homocysteine.
Okay.
Apolipoprotein E is this genetic SNP, the single nucleotide polymorphism, that plays a role in cardiovascular disease, plaque formation, and Alzheimer's disease. And so when this when this beta amyloid plaquing forms, it's shipped to the mitochondria of our cells and impairs an enzyme responsible for energy production. And the blood sugar connection in all of this that I was talking about last show, from due to the blood sugar, high blood sugar from insulin resistance, leads to the formation of advanced glycation end products, which adversely affects the structure of proteins and lends itself to the promotion of these beta amyloid plaques and the cognitive damage in the brain that happens. So, so it's really about, Scott, the combination of these advanced glycation end products that tear up the mitochondria and sort of clog up the brain synapses, and not enough antioxidants in the diet, right? So we've all heard of antioxidants that can be found primarily in fruits and vegetables, and it's thought to be that 1-2 punch of an excessive amount of these advanced glycation end products and not enough antioxidants to combat those, mm-hmm. that's the leading cause of Alzheimer's disease and cognitive decline, not strictly just genetics, which is what we all tend to think. You know, granddad had it, father had it, I'm probably going to get it. You know, a lot of people think that observation is purely genetic, but I question my patients to ask themselves how many lifestyle factors were also passed down through the generations that are adversely impacting your risk for Alzheimer's disease and cognitive decline. So, you know, a question I get asked a lot on this topic is, okay, so, you know, you're telling me that things like, you know, antioxidants and mitochondrial dysfunction lend itself to Alzheimer's disease, and I definitely don't want that.
Sure.
What are some things that might help? So there are some nutrients that have been identified in the scientific literature to be effective at supporting mitochondrial function. And since we know that that plays a role in Alzheimer's disease, it certainly couldn't hurt. So a few of those things include acetyl L-carnitine, which is also a heart health supplement, CoQ10, same thing, heart health, alpha-lipoic acid, another heart health supplement, a B-complex vitamin supplement, omega-3 fatty acids, magnesium, melatonin, vitamin C, green tea polyphenols, D-ribose, high-intensity interval training, which is a form of exercise that we've discussed in previous shows. Water-only fasting has supported the mitochondrial health for about 24 to 48 hours at a time. Other micronutrients that you can take, other botanicals and supplements, curcumin, resveratrol, quercetin, berberine, branched-chain amino acids, and N-acetylcysteine all help support mitochondria, which is involved in the decline of the mitochondria, is involved in aging. It's sort of what anti-aging medicine is focusing on right now.
Right.
And it also helps stave off cognitive decline. So all of those supplements are excellent supplements to emphasize, in addition to obviously what I mentioned before, emphasizing some method of treatment, which is what our practice focuses on, as far as preventing and reversing type 2 diabetes, considering something I mentioned on last show, which is that Alzheimer's disease is being referred to now as type 3 diabetes. So if we want to put a dent in our risk for Alzheimer's or in our rate of cognitive decline, if you recently have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, you've got to know if you've got prediabetes or diabetes, which takes more. It requires more than just your standard test given by your conventionally trained primary care doctor. It involves advanced blood chemistry analysis to understand what's going on with blood sugar and your risk for developing or declining in blood sugar dysfunction. Because 80%, roughly 80% of Alzheimer's disease patients have insulin resistance, which means they have some degree of diabetes, whether it's prediabetes, which only means you're on your way,
right,
or whether it's full-blown type 2 diabetes. And here's another thing. Now, since we're on the topic of, you know, chronic conditions that affect the aging population. The scientific literature has also demonstrated that all statin drugs raise your risk for type 2 diabetes, which raises your risk for Alzheimer's, and particularly in postmenopausal women. And guess which demographic of the population shows the greatest risk for Alzheimer's disease? Postmenopausal women. So
gotcha.
these patients are being prescribed medications as a first line approach. I think I'm a lot more comfortable with medications being used as a last line approach after exhausting conservative care and nutrition and lifestyle factors that we've identified that result in these chronic conditions, mm-hmm. not just slapping the Band-Aid over the problem and crossing our fingers and hoping it goes away. But the drugs to treat these chronic conditions of the aging population are actually inducing other diseases, like statins being prescribed for postmenopausal women with type 2 diabetes, actually increasing our risk for type 2 diabetes, for Alzheimer's disease, I should say.
Right.
So it gets to be sort of a tangled web, Scott.
Sure. Dr. Mark Riggs is with us, 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. Once again, their number, 720-722-0386. And Dr. Riggs, you and I, last week we ended the show, and a gentleman had kind of brought this up. A doctor had given him some medicine, and I just asked him a couple of questions. I said, well, what's it really for? And he said, well, it's just supposed to help, and I can't remember the condition. And I said, well, is there any side effects to it? And he goes, well, I don't know. And I said, well, how long you got to take it? He goes, I don't know. And it made me think of the question. You know, I mean, yeah, we all want to trust our doc, and we figure if they're prescribing it, we need it. And both of us will first say, you know, medications certainly have their place, and there are prescriptions everyone needs, and we're not promoting getting off anything without, you know, medical supervision, all that. But it made me think
Absolutely.
Of the question, how many of us are taking things because the doctor told us we needed it, and we really don't know the one thing it may be helping, and I say may be helping, and then quote, but then the other 10 things it could be hurting, and then wondering, you know, how long are we going to have to take that? And so, you know, I kind of brought that question to you. So let's kind of discuss that a little bit.
You made a good point, Scott. There is a time and a place for everything. And, you know, there are indications patients come into our office. There are certain indications that we're able to identify where this patient needs to be on medications right now. And that's what we do, is we refer them to the appropriate provider to get that prescription. There's also plenty of patients who are being prescribed medications for things that are very minor, and because the only tool in the doctor's toolbox is a prescription pad, that's all they get, right? So if you go to a doctor that's trained in the drug-only approach, expect to get drugs only.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to a functional medicine provider like my wife and I, you expect to get a whole host of evidence-based nutrition and lifestyle factors that are going to have a massive impact on your symptoms, and we do it by custom tailoring what you need to be taking nutritionally, to be first emphasizing in your diet, in your food, and also things that you need to be emphasizing in your lifestyle that have a massive impact on your symptoms, on your downstream symptoms. We call it upstream causes affecting the downstream symptoms. And currently what's going on with the drug-only approach that you get from most practitioners and the prescription pad is you just get sort of a Band-Aid effect. You just get, you're experiencing a symptom and they're prescribing this pharmaceutical chemical to alter your numbers on your blood chemistry report, but are you really healthier just because you took a chemical on top of a dysfunctional system? You know, in my opinion, and in a lot of other smart people's opinion, no, you're not any healthier just by doing that. You're just, you know, you're almost given a false sense of security sometimes. And like you said, especially because a lot of these medications are associated with some serious adverse effects. I'll give you some examples here. Some drugs that cause drug-induced liver disease, right? These are drugs that doctors are have to be trained to retest their patients frequently, mm-hmm. like every 4 to 6 months. Otherwise, right. you could experience liver failure before you get back to the doctor's office. So non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, antibiotics, statin drugs for heart disease, for high cholesterol, valproic acid, SSRIs for depression, proton pump inhibitors for acid reflux, losartan and lisinopril for high blood pressure, acetaminophen for pain and fever, amiodarone, trazodone. All of these drugs have been documented as to potentially inducing liver damage, right? So not hepatitis, that's a specific viral infection, but liver inflammation and a potential cirrhosis of the liver can be induced with any of those medications. So if you're taking those, hopefully your doctor is checking your liver enzymes early and often. Otherwise, that could be bad news. How about we talked about, you know, one of the things that we talked about a lot on this program is, you know, heart health, right? And
right.
heart conditions and different medications that are taken for heart conditions and different nutrients that you can take for heart health. How about different drugs like beta blockers, thiazide diuretics, loop diuretics, potassium sparing diuretics, ACE inhibitors, all of these drugs for high blood pressure? These drugs deplete CoQ10, which is necessary for heart health, along with statin drugs. Those also deplete CoQ10. We need CoQ10 for the functioning of our heart. And if we're also taking a drug that depletes that, hopefully your doctor is advising you to supplement with CoQ10. And if you're not sure how much you need to take, reach out to us. We're happy to help guide you. But I'll tell you, most patients that we see for cardiovascular-related issues who may be taking a statin drug or maybe taking some sort of a blood pressure-lowering drug, their doctors aren't telling them to focus on CoQ10 because it's being depleted.
Mm-hmm.
Their doctors aren't telling them to focus on magnesium and potassium, which, by the way, if you're taking a drug to lower blood pressure and it's also depleting magnesium and potassium, well, those are nutrients necessary for normal blood pressure levels. If you're depleting those, blood pressure goes up. So it's this vicious cycle, Scott.
Sure.
And these drugs deplete other things like zinc and vitamin C, which are important for immune system health, and you know, folate and calcium and all sorts of different vitamins. The statin drugs also deplete vitamin D and vitamin E and essential fatty acids and selenium, which are very important for lots of different things, including thyroid health and immune system health. And so it's really important. And this is something that's not happening in a conventional doctor's office. They're not nutritionists. Most of them are not functional medicine providers. They're not looking at upstream causes. They're not looking into your nutrition. They're not looking at your supplements. In fact, many of them are advising their patients to avoid taking supplements, despite the fact that they're prescribing drugs that inhibit the production or increase the excretion of these nutrients that people like to take supplementally. So if you truly want a custom-tailored program, nutrient, lifestyle, food type of program that's specific to your blood chemistry, what's going on inside your body, and the medications that you're maybe taking,
mm-hmm.
give us a call. We're happy to work with patients at any stage in the game that they're in, right? So, you know, most people in America, many people in America are suffering from heart disease and things like, you know, diabetes and cognitive decline and chronic kidney disease. And these things can all be helped by a more tailored treatment program than we're getting in the average 8 to 12 minute doctor's visit that insurance pays for, unfortunately. So right. That's the situation that we're in right now. And it takes going above and beyond to get a better quality of care than you're currently getting. I'll say it again. Your doctor is not a nutritionist. They are not aware that these drugs that they are prescribing are also potentially resulting in nutrient deficiencies that are driving the condition that you're going in to be treated in the first place, right?
Sure. So,
I mean, for somebody to nip this vicious cycle in the bud, you've got to seek out somebody like my wife or I, who's trained in functional medicine, who can run a more advanced blood chemistry analysis and tailor the treatment specifically to you, not just give you a Band-Aid treatment and a cookie-cutter approach.
Right. Dr. Mark Riggs, again, is our guest, 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com is the website. Once again, their number is 720-722-0386. So are most prescriptions designed to actually heal something, or are most of them there to mask a problem and just kind of get you through it?
Well, that is a great question, and it's a question that I hope all of our listeners right now take back to their doctor's office and say exactly what you just said. Is this prescription that you just wrote for me, for my high blood pressure, my high cholesterol, my high blood sugar, my depression, my anxiety, is this prescription designed to cure anything, or is this prescription designed to just mask and improve my symptoms? I'd also like to add, you should also ask your doctor, is there an end date to this prescription?
Right.
Now, a lot of patients are intimidated by their doctor. A lot of patients are worried that their doctor is going to, kick them out of the office or something if they ask too many questions. So a lot of patients are sort of browbeaten into remaining silent. And I would encourage you, please don't be afraid of your doctor. Please ask your doctor these questions. It's your health. Your health should be number one on your list of priorities to get straight and get on top of and be proactive about. And please don't let your doctor intimidate you or make you feel bad or make you feel stupid or make you feel guilty for taking an active approach in your care. But unfortunately, Scott, a lot of the training in conventional medicine is more of a dictatorship. Right.
Yep.
Do as I say and don't ask any questions. And a lot of it is sort of designed to keep patients in the dark. And unfortunately, that's really not good doctoring. And,
sure.
You know, doctor means teacher. And if you're not educating your patients, which, by the way, it's not all the doctor's fault. They only get 8 to 12 minutes, with insurance reimbursement. So it's
right.
More of an it's a lot. Some of it's driven by insurance, but. You know, all the more reason to sort of step out of that whole model and invest in your health. If you have to pay out of pocket, invest in your health. I promise you, you won't be disappointed, and it will be worth it if you invest and sacrifice your time, energy, and money in your health.
Right.
So,
well, Dr. Riggs, we've got a call real quick. Let's go to the phones real quick. We've got Ann on the line. Ann, you're on Nutrition and Wellness with Dr. Mark Riggs. How are you?
Great. I wanted to ask, for low thyroid functioning women, can you treat that or build the natural function of the thyroid instead of relying on armor thyroid when maybe it's the iodine levels that could be affected, but nothing's done for that? And anyway, how do you treat thyroid, low thyroid function?
Sure. That's a great question. It's something that we see a lot in our clinical practice, and what I can say is that it's a lot more complicated than currently what most conventional primary care physicians and other conventionally trained practitioners are doing right now. Typically, what happens is when you go to your doctor and you complain of something like fatigue or weight gain. Or maybe there's a swelling at the base of your neck and they suspect a thyroid issue, they'll run something called a TSH level. and that stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. It's not a thyroid hormone. It's actually a hormone secreted by the pituitary in your brain, but it provides a pretty good indirect indication of the function of how much T4, which is the primary thyroid hormone in the blood, is being produced by the thyroid gland. So it's an indirect indicator of T4 production. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but there are a lot of other markers that need to be run besides just TSH in order to determine not only if you have a poor functioning thyroid, but maybe it's not a thyroid problem. Maybe it's an immune system problem. Maybe you have antibody production against the thyroid, which is actually an immune system problem, and it's called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Maybe it's a problem of too much chronic physiological stress in the body from inflammation or from numerous surgeries or from various chronic infections that cause an increase in a biomarker called reverse T3, which blocks free T3 from binding to the thyroid hormone receptor. So I know a lot of this may be going over the audience's head, but the point of it all is that diagnosing problems related to the thyroid, I don't even want to say a thyroid, you know, underfunctioning because it's a little too specific, but any type of problem that may be related to the thyroid requires first and foremost a comprehensive thyroid analysis using blood chemistry and these various markers that we utilize in a functional medicine practice. That will tell us not only if you have a underperforming or overperforming thyroid, it'll also tell us where in the cascade of hormones from the brain all the way down to the cells, where that dysfunction is coming from. So we gotta first run a comprehensive analysis, and based on that blood chemistry of the thyroid, then we specifically custom tailor a treatment plan for a patient. And each form or flavor of hypothyroidism requires its own unique tailored treatment. And what people are currently getting now in the United States healthcare system is a blanket approach that involves what you just mentioned, which is either levothyroxine or Synthroid or Armour Thyroid or some sort of thyroid hormone replacement that may help. But if you suffer from any of these other forms of thyroid disease or immune system dysfunction, it may not help, which is why so many patients continue to go untreated or improperly treated.
Yeah. And Ann, thank you so much for your call. The number is 720-722-0386, 5280functionalmed.com. Real quick, Dr. Riggs, is there a webinar tomorrow?
There is a webinar tomorrow. Anybody can join. If you're listening now, go to our website, 5280functionalmed.com. There's a link right on the banner of the homepage. You can copy and paste that link into your browser and register for tomorrow's webinar on the blood sugar brain health connection.
All right, 5280functionalmed.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Riggs. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.